The beginning from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Megillah nikreis b'yod aleph, b'yod beis, b'yod gimel, b'yod dalet, b'tesvav, lo pachlis, lo yoser. The Mishnah tells us there are 5 days in the month of Adar on which Megillah can be read. Krakena mukaf and choma mimos Yehoshua benun korin b'tesvav, a city that was walled in the days of Yehoshua, they read on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos korin b'yod dalet, elisha hakfarim magdimin liyoma kenisa. The Mishnah tells us that villages and large cities, meaning non-walled cities, they read on the 14th of Adar. The only difference is that the villages will push back sometimes and read on what's called the Yom HaKenisa, literally the day of gathering, which is the Monday or Thursday before Yudalit. Ketzad, Chalios Yudalit B'Sheni, Kfarim V'ayoros Gedolos Korim Bo B'Yom U'Mukafos Chom Alamachar. So if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, so the villages and the big cities read on Monday and the walled cities read on Tuesday. Chalios The 14th is on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so the villagers read on Monday, the big cities read either Tuesday or Wednesday, and then the walled cities read either Wednesday or Thursday. Then Mishnah says, if it falls out on a Thursday, so again, the villagers and the big cities read on Thursday, the walled cities read on Friday. If the 14th falls out on a Friday, the villagers read on Thursday, and then according to this opinion in the Mishnah, the big cities and the walled cities both read on Friday. We'll see later in the Gemara that not everyone agrees to that. If the 14th of Adar falls out on a Shabbos, then the villagers and the big cities read on Thursday, and the walled cities read on Sunday, and again, not everyone agrees to that either. We'll see later in the Gemara. And then finally, Chalios Achar HaShabbos, Kfarim Magdimin Liyom HaKenisa, V'ayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom U'Mukafos Chom Olamachar. If the 14th falls out on a Sunday, the villagers read on Thursday, the big cities read on Sunday, and the walled cities read on Monday. So the Gemara asks, Megillah Nikris B'yod Aleph Minalan, Minalan Kede B'yinan L'mimer L'kaman, Chachamim Ekilu Ala Kfarim Liyos Magdimin Liyom HaKenisa, Kede She'esapku Maimu Mazon Lachem Shebekraken. The Gemara wants to know what's the source for this concept that we can read the Megillah early. In other words, as we'll see going through the Gemara, it's a given that you can read Megillah on the 14th and 15th. That's when Purim and Shushan Purim is. The question is, how do we know that you can read Megillah early? So the Gemara is taken aback at the question. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Later on, the Gemara tells us explicitly that there was a special leniency that Chazal instituted for the people who lived in the village so that they can come in and supply food for the people living in the big city. So you're not going to find a pasuk. This was a takanas chachamim. So the Gemara says, no. Anan hachi kamrinan. Michti. Kulu anshe kenes takdola taknini. You have to say that all of these dates, namely 11, 12, and 13, in addition to Purim and Shushan Purim, were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. The Yisal Kedaitach Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Yudala V'Tesvav Tikun Asu Rabbanan V'Akre Takanta Disakinu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah V'Hasnan Ein Bezdin Yachol Levatal Divrei Bezdin Chavero Ela Imkin Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan. The Gemara says you cannot argue that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah only instituted that you read Megillah on Purim and Shushan Purim and not the 3 days prior, because if that were the case, and then someone later on came along and added those 3 days, that would be a violation of a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says that a later Bezdin cannot overturn or nullify the words of an earlier Bezdin unless the later Bezdin is greater quantitatively and also qualitatively in terms of their Chachman. The assumption is that the further along you get, later generations you get, you're not going to be greater in Chachman than an earlier Bezdin. So, in other words, adding on these additional 3 days to read the Megillah doesn't make any sense to say that it was instituted by a later Bezdin. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. Everyone agrees. It's a given that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established all 5 of these days, 11 through 15, as possible days on which to read the Megillah. But now the question is, Heicha Remiza, where is there an allusion, where is there a hint in the Megillah to the concept of reading Megillah on these earlier dates? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, L'kayem Esimei HaPurim Ma'ila Bizmanehem, Zmanem Harbe Tiknu Lahem. So comes Rav Shemen Bar Abba, quotes a pasuk at the end of Megillah Sester, that says, to fulfill these days of Purim Bizmanehem, in their times. So that phrase, in their times, implies that there's more than one time, more than just Purim. There are other dates on which you could read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That pasuk is needed to teach me that I could read Megillah on Purim itself. How can I use that pasuk to teach you that I could read the Megillah early? So the Gemara says, no. my zmanehem, zmanim tuva. If that pasuk was simply teaching me that I could only read Megillah on Purim itself, the pasuk could have just said lekayim esimei haPurim ela bazman. Why does it have to say bizmanehem in their times? So that teaches me that there are additional dates on which I can read the Megillah. So the Gemara pushes back again. V'akati miboy leizmano shalze lo kizmano shalze. But there's a different halacha that we derive from this pasuk, which we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later on, which is to teach me that the times of the walled cities and the unwalled cities, by definition, are different. They cannot read on the same day. So how can I use this pasuk to teach me this other halacha that I can read the Megillah on an earlier date? So the Gemara says, no. Imkein leimakras zmanam maizmanehem shemat minakulu. Had the pasuk only meant to teach me that walled cities and unwalled cities don't read on the same day, it could have just said zmanam. Kayem esimei haPurim ela bizmanam. Zmanam means their time, meaning referring only to two cities or two dates. But when it says zmanehem, their times in the plural, there must be additional dates that are being alluded to, namely the earlier dates that we're referring to of 11, 12, and 13. So the Gemara pushes back again. The Gemara says ema zmanim tuva. Okay, but now the question is, if you're telling me that Zmanehem just means more dates than just Purim, so how do we know that it just means three? Maybe it means five, maybe it means 10, maybe it means the whole month of Adar. How do we know where to draw the line? So the Gemara says, no, Zmanehem dumya dizmanim, zmanim trey, av zmanehem trey. The word Zmanam, as we mentioned before, by definition means only two. Zmanam means their time. Their time is only a reference to two cities. So too, we compare Zmanam to Zmanehem, and Zmanehem also is an allusion to only 2 days. But now the problem is, which 2 days are we alluding to here? The Ema Tresar Utlesar. Why don't we say that it's just the 12th and the 13th of Adar? How do we know that you could read also on the 11th? So the Gemara says, no. Kida Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman Kihilu Lakoli V'lo Tzarech L'Rabuye Hachanami Yud Gimel Zman Kihilu L'Kol Yivadu Tzarech L'Rabuye. The Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you can read Megillah on the 13th of Adar. The 13th of Adar is obvious that you can read the Megillah. Why? So the Gemara says, because the 13th is what we call a Zman Kihila. It's when everyone gathered together. There's somewhat of a discussion that we've shown on what that means exactly. They gather to either fight against their enemies in Shushan, or they gather to daven on Tanis Esther. There's a little bit of discussion what that means exactly. But Lemaisa, they gathered for some purpose on Yud Gimel. Therefore, Yud Gimel does not require a pasuk. It's obvious you could read Megillah on the 13th. And therefore, the pasuk teaches me the other 2 days are 11 and 12. So that's why I know I could read Megillah on 11, 12, and 13, as we said, doesn't need a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Shitzar V'Shivzar V'lo Yavor Ksiv. Maybe the 2 days mean the 16th and 17th of Adar. No, that's not a viable option, because the pasuk says V'lo Yavor. You can't read Megillah after Purim's over, right? Once Shushan Purim is over, there's no more option to read the Megillah. So this is all according to Rav Shemin Bar Abba. This is the source that you could read the Megillah early. But now we have another opinion. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Kra, Kayomim Asher Nachu V'hem HaYehudim, Yomim Kayomim L'Rabos Yiralev Yedbeis. According to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, the source that you could read the Megillah early on 11, 12, and 13 is derived from the superfluous letter Chaf. Kayamim asher nachu v'hem ha-Yehudim, where the pasuk could have just said yamim, from the extra kuf we derive that you can also read Megillah on 11 and 12. So the Gemara again asks, the ema treisar utleisar, amar of Shimon, so the Gemara says, amar of Shimon bar Yitzchak, yod gimel zman ki lakoli v'lo tzarech l'rabuye. Again, the same answer we gave before. You don't need a pasuk to teach me about the 13th. The ema shitzar v'shivzar v'lo yavor k'sef. And again, the 16th and 17th also does not require, the 16th and 17th is not a viable option because it's already after Purim. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rav Shmuel basically, the question now is going to become, why do each of these opinions say what they say and not like the other opinion? In other words, why does Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni assume that the source is based on Kayamim, and why does Rav Shemin Bar Abba assume that it's based on Zmanehem and not the opposite? So the Gemara says, no, because Zman Zmanim Zmanehem Lo Mashmalei. According to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he says he doesn't derive anything from the fact that the Pasuk said Zmanehem instead of Zman, or instead of Zmanam, all those drushes that we mentioned earlier in the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni doesn't buy into any of that. For Rav Shemin Bar Abba, my time alo amar mi kayamim, amar lecha hu ledorosu dichsev. Whereas Rav Shemin Bar Abba would argue that you don't that the extra kaf in the pasuk kayamim is not teaching me that there are two additional days on which I could read the Megillah, but rather it's teaching me what to do for future generations. It's saying that just as we celebrated Purim this year by defeating Haman and defeating the Persians, so too we're going to do that in future years. But who says that that pasuk has any bearing on reading the Megillah early? So again, that's why each opinion is assuming. Is not agreeing, is not subscribing to the other one, because they find there's some sort of a flaw, there's some sort of a downside with each sheet. Okay, then the Gemara.
We learned in the beginning that the Anshei Knesset
Gedolah, right,
the ones that said you could read it on these days.
Correct. Yeah.
So were they just looking at like for an asmachta?
Yeah, that's what we said in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said earlier. Remember, the Gemara said Heicha Remiza. Where is there an allusion? Right. That was exactly. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabba.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They wouldn't per se don't need it. Right? They did it.
I mean, correct, but yeah, but the Gemara was still looking for some sort of a remez. The assumption was that the Achek and Esek didn't just make things up out of thin air, that they found some sort of a basis for what they said. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimta, Didar Zman Zmanam Zmanayam, Aval Chacham Emorim In Korin Osala Bizmana. This whole discussion we've been having since the beginning of this daf was assuming that you could obviously read the Megillah early, and that's only true according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara calls him Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Stimta means that the Gemara, Rashi points out the Gemara in Sanhedrin that, you know, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Nechemiah, and is Rabbi Yehuda, and Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemiah. There's different, whenever you see a Stam Mishnah, Stam Braisa, Stam Tosefta, Stam whatever, so the Gemara says it always trails back to Rabbi Akiva. He was the Rebbe of all the people who unattributedly wrote the Mishnayos and the Toseftas and the Midrashim and things of that nature. So this was all according to Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim say that this whole halacha is not true, that you cannot read Megillah early, you can only read Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. So the Gemara questions this. May say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Asai, Bizman Shashanim, Kesiklan, V'Yisrael, Sheruyin, Alan Masan, Abel Bizman Azeh, Ha'ul, Mistaklin, Ba'in, Korin, Osala, Bizmana. The Gemara says, Mark quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the only time in which Megillah can be read on these earlier dates is when, first of all, the years are established based on Kiddush HaChodesh, and the majority of Klal Yisrael live in Eretz Yisrael. But Bazman Azeh, since everyone is anticipating and looking towards Purim, Rashi explains what that means is that you use Purim as a marker, as a demarcation line for when Pesach is. Because if, let's say, you read Megillah early, then you would think, oh, 30 days from now is Pesach, you would come to eat Chametz too early on the back end of Pesach. If you read Megillah, let's say, on the 13th, and you thought that today was Purim, and it was really the day before Purim, and then you would just do the math, and, you know, 30 days from now is Pesach, you would end up eating Chametz a day or two early. So therefore, because of that concern, the Gemara says, we only read Megillah on the proper time today. So now the Gemara has to clarify, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, who is Rabbi Yehuda following here? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, afilu bezman hazeh isa lahay takanta. According to Rabbi Akiva, who we just quoted, he holds that this takana even applies today, that I can read the Megillah early. So why would Rabbi Yehuda make this distinction about whether Klal Yisrael lives in Eretz Yisrael and the years are established according to Kiddush HaChodesh? According to Rabbi Akiva, you can always read the Megillah early. Ela lava liba de Rabbanan, uvizman shashanam kisiknan vi Yisrael, shiruyin alan masan miyakarinan, tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. It must be then that Rabbi Yehuda follows the Rabbanan, and you see that there are scenarios in which the Rabbanan allow you to read the Megillah early. Again, as long as you have these two criteria, that Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, and the years are established based on Kiddush HaChodesh, which seemingly is a refutation to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan assumed that according to the Rabbanan, you're never allowed to read the Megillah early under any circumstances. You see that it's not true. So that's one version of the Gemara. Ika da Amre, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Divri, Rabbi Akiva Stimta. The only difference in this version of the Gemara is that the Gemara just brings this brisa as a support for the Chachamim. That, in other words, it's showing that in this version, the Chachamim say, yeah, you can read the Megillah early, provided that those two criteria that we noted before are met. So now the Gemara asks, Rav Ashi, Kashili de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda, Umokim lo levraisa ke Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So the Gemara doesn't even tell you what the question is yet, but it already gives it, but it sets up the question and answer. Rav Ashi is going to present what seems to be a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Yehuda, and the way we're going to resolve that contradiction, which the Gemara already spoils for us now, is that we're going to say one of the braces is not really Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. But we have to see what the question is first. Umi omer Rabbi Yehuda bezman hazeh hol umistaklin ba in korin osa ela bezmana. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that bezman hazeh, since everyone is anticipating when Purim is, because as we said before, as a demarcation for when Pesach is, does that really mean that you can only read Megillah in the proper time, that you cannot read the Megillah early? Uremini, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Makom Sheinichnasin B'Sheni Uvachamishi, Avol Makom Sheinichnasin B'Sheni Uvachamishi in Korin Osa Ela Bizmana, Makom Sheinichnasin B'Sheni Uvachamishi Miha Karina Vafilu Bizmana Zeh. You see from here that as long as the villagers are going into town on Mondays and Thursdays, that's enough to warrant reading the Megillah early, even Bizmana Zeh. So it's not the case that there's never a scenario in which Megillah could be read early Bizmana Zeh. Doesn't that contradict what we said according to Rabbi Yehuda? To which the Gemara says, no. Umokim lo levraisa ki Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. We said, no, that price is Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda talking. So the Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Umishum de kashili de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda. Umokim lo levraisa ki Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. That's like a cop-out. Are you going to tell me, oh, I have a contradiction? And the answer is that the price is just somebody else. How, and that's, you know, that seems like a cop-out answer. So the Gemara says, no, it's not really such a cop-out answer. Rav Ashi Rashi Shmiele, the Ika de Sane la Kirabi Huda, the Ika de Sane la Kirab Yosi Bar Yehuda, umi de Kashile de Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda Omer, man de Sane la Kirabi Huda lav dafka, man de Sane la Kirabi Yosi Bar Yehuda dafka. Basically, the Gemara says that there was like different versions, different traditions about who the author of this Braisa was. One version said Rabbi Huda, one said Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. So Rabashi just assumed that it was the same person, just, you know, when they said Rabbi Huda, it was lav dafka, they weren't being specific, they really meant Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. They said Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, they really meant it. So again, that's why that was the basis for this answer. Okay. Then we said Krakema Mukath and Choma Mimosi Yoshua Ben Korim Chamishasar Menahani Mili. The Mishnah told us that the definition of a walled city for reading Megillah on the 15th of Adar is defined based on Yehoshua Ben Nun. If it was walled in the days of Yehoshua, then they read on the 15th. What's the source for that? Amar Rava to Amar Kram. Alkena Yehudim Aperazim Ayoshevim Be'arei Aperazos. Midaprazim Be'arba'asar Mukafin Be'chamishasar. The pasuk describes the fact that the people who live in the non-walled cities read on the 14th, implying that those in the walled cities read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ema Prazim Be'arba'asar Mukafin Klal Klalo. Maybe the people in the non-walled cities read on the 14th, and the walled cities don't read Megillah at all. So the Gemara says, what kind of habel is that? First of all, they're Jewish. Why would they not be obligated in Megillah just because they live in a walled city? They're not, right? It's not like you're chayiv in different mitzvahs because you live in a walled city. And on top of that, the pasuk in the beginning of the Megillah says, Mehodu v'yad Kush, that Achashverosh ruled over 127 provinces from Hodu to Kush. Presumably, there was at least one walled city between the 127 provinces. So obviously, they're going to be subject to the Megillah as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ve'ema prazim be'ar beisar, u'kafin ba'ar beisar u'vachamesar. Maybe the walled cities have to read on both the 14th and the 15th. The Gemara says, no. Kid chsiv l'hiyoso sim eis yom arba asar l'chodesh adar ve'eis yom chamisha asar bo b'chol shana. Ihav ha'kasav eis yom arba asar v'chamisha asar kid ka'amar. Had the pasuk said eis yom arba asar v'chamisha asar, that would have meant the 14th and the 15th. But hashad chsiv eis yom arba asar ve'eis yom chamisha asar asa eisu pasuk hani b'arba asar v'hani b'chamisha asar. The superfluous word eis, that second word eis in the pasuk, the eis chamisha asar, teaches me that basically there's two distinct days of Megillah. There's one on the 14th, one on the 15th, and the two cannot meet. Then the Gemara says, okay, v'ema prazim bar besar, v'kafin ibo bar besar, ibo b'chamesar. Maybe the walled cities can pick which day they want to read on, either the 14th or the 15th. The Gemara says, no, amar krab is manehem, is mano shazel, is mano shazaz. We noted earlier that the dates of walled and non-walled cities by definition have to be different. So you can't just pick and choose, because that means half the time you're going to end up reading on the same day as a non-walled city. When the Gemara says Ema Betlisar, maybe the walled cities should read on the 13th of Adar. So the Gemara says no. Kishushan, that, in other words, we're going based on Shushan. In other words, Shushan, of course, is the whole basis for the Purim story. That's where the Purim story happened. Shushan was a walled city, and since it happened there on the miracle of Shushan happened a day later than everywhere else, on the 15th, so all walled cities are going to have to follow the model of Shushan and read on the 15th. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ashkechan Asiya Zechira Menalan. This whole discussion about what day to read Megillah on is all referencing the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. What about all the other mitzvahs of Purim? What about making the Suda? What about Shloach? What about Matanos Lev Yonim? How do we know that those other mitzvos are also associated with these days? So the Gemara says, Amar Krav, Hayamim Ha'ilan, Iskarim Nasim, Iskash, Zechir Lasi. At the end of the Megillah, the Pasuk says, these days will be remembered, and you will do, you will perform. So there's a comparison between the remembrance, which is accomplished through reading the Megillah, and the active mitzvos that are done, right, through the Suda, Mishloach Manos, etc., that are done on Purim itself. Okay, the Gemara says, Masnisin Deloki Haitana, Desanya, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Karcha Omer, Krakena Mukaf and Choma, Mimosa Hashverosh, Korim Bachamisha Asar. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he holds that the definition of a walled city does not depend on Yehoshua, but rather on Achashverosh. So my time with the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, ki shushan, ma shushan mukef eschom mimosa achashverosh v'korim b'chamisha asar, av koshen mukef eschom mimosa achashverosh v'korim b'chamisha asar. You know, it's pretty straightforward. In other words, if anything, I would have said this is the more logical opinion, to say that the definition of a walled city for the purposes of Megillah makes more sense that it's defined by Achashverosh more than by Yehoshua ben Nun. What does Yehoshua ben Nun have to do with the Purim story? So the question, of course, is the Sana Didan my time. Why does our Tana think that it's based on Yehoshua? So the Gemara says, Yolif Prazi Prazi, Ksev Hachal Kena Yudima Perazim, Uksev Hasam Levad Me'area Prazi Harbe Ma'od. Ma'ala Halon Mukefes Choma Mimos Yehoshua Ben Nun, Avkan Mukefes Choma Mimos Yehoshua Ben Nun. Gemara derives what appears to be some sort of a Gzer Shava between a Pasuk in Parshas Devarim and a Pasuk in Megillah Sester, because in Devarim, the Pasukim talk about the cities that Yehoshua conquered. He uses the word Prazi, the non-walled city, Levad Me'area HaPrazi. And in Megillah Sester, the Pasuk says, Al Kena Yehudim HaPrazim. So you see that the definition of a walled city or for a non-walled city in these cases is defined based on Yehoshua. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha lo amar kesana didan delay slay prazi prazi elatami didan my time lo amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. So I understand why Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha did not buy into this idea of Yehoshua, because he obviously did not have the tradition for this Gzera Shava. Why does our Tana think that it's based on Yehoshua? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? My time is slay prazi prazi. We just said he has this Gzera Shava. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar elashushan da abdina kamat lo kifrazim velo kimukathin. The question is, what's the status of the city of Shushan? Shushan, it's kind of like a it's kind of like a funny test case here, because it's obviously not an unwalled city. Shushan was a walled city, but on the other hand, Shushan was walled in the days of Achashverosh, but it wasn't walled in the days of Yehoshua. It's going to be kind of strange to have a city where the whole miracle happened, but it's going to now be relegated to reading as if it was a non-walled city, simply because of Yehoshua ben Nun, simply because it wasn't walled in those days. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rava v'amri l'kidi, shiny Shushan, ho v'nasib anez. Shushan is a different story. That's where the whole miracle took place. So even if you wanted to argue, which we assume halacha, that the definition of a walled city does follow Yehoshua ben Nun, Shushan is still going to be different, because again, that's where the miracle occurred. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Bishlam alasana didan, hainu dichsev medina umdina ve'ir ve'ir, medina umdina lechalik bin mukafen choma mimos Yehoshua bin Nun lemukafes choma mimos achashverosh, ir ve'ir nami lechalik bin shushan l'sha'ar ayar. So according to our Tana, it makes sense why the Pasuk in the Megillah says, medina umedina ve'ir ve'ir. One phrase is coming to distinguish between walled cities in the days of Yehoshua versus achashverosh. The other phrase, ir ve'ir, is distinguishing between Shushan and other cities. Because again, you would have thought that Shushan should be like a non-walled city, because in the days of Yehoshua it wasn't walled, but again, because of the fact that the miracle happened, it's different. But Elo Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Bishlam Medina Medina Lechalik Bin Shushan Leshar Ayaros Ela Ir VeIr LaMayasa. The question is that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that we follow Achashverosh, that's the definition of a walled city based on Achashverosh, not Yehoshua. So then the whole phrase Ir VeIr is superfluous. All you need to do is distinguish between Shushan and other cities. You don't need to distinguish between Yehoshua and Achashverosh, because every city, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, follows Achashverosh. So what exactly are we learning from the phrase ir va'ir? So the Gemara says, no, Amar lecha Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha l'sana didan minecha. He now turns the tables on us. He says, but what about according to our Tana? Kevon de'isle prezi prezi medina medina lamali. We already have that gzera shava that we referenced earlier, of prezi prezi. That's how we know that according to our Tana, we follow Yehoshua ben Nun. So now according to our Tana, you have the same problem. Why do I need this other phrase in the Pasuk in the Megillah to teach me that we should distinguish between cities that are walled in the days of Yehoshua versus Achashverosh, if the gzera shava already teaches me that the definition of a walled city, according to our Tana, is based on Yehoshua ben Nun? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela krolij Rasha Hudasa. Uchid Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Hudasa. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. That the halacha is that any city which is in proximity or visible from a walled city also has the status of a walled city. They also read Megillah on the 15th. So ad kama, there's a little bit of a question what this question even means, but the simple shot is that how close is close? In other words, if a city is right next to another city, is that called a walled city? What if it's 10 miles away? What's the cutoff point? So it's a distance of a mil, which is the distance from the city of Hamas to Tveria. So the lema mil, why did the Gemara have to tell us, you know, what the distance from Hamas to Tveria is? Just say it's a mil. So the Gemara says, no, Hakamash Malon, this you the mil Kamavi Kamachmas to Tveria. It's just giving you like some sort of a marker to know this is a mil is the same distance as from Hamas to Tveria. Then the Gemara says, Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiyavi Yitema Rabbi Chia Baraba, Menatzbach Tzofim Amram. The final letters in the Aleph base, right? The five letters that have a corresponding what we call Osio Sophios, the final letters, right? A Chav Sofit, a Mem Sofit, a Nun Sofit, those letters were instituted by the Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says there's two problems with that. First of all, Nevi'im are not allowed to innovate anything, right? Everything, once the Torah was closed, that was it. You can't have Nevi'im come in and make up halacha or make up concepts anymore. So how could you say that the Nevi'im were the ones who instituted the final letters? And number two, we find precedent that the final letters existed way before the Nevi'im, because Rav Chista tells us that the Mem Sofit stood in the Luchos miraculously, because the letters of the Luchos penetrated to the other side of the tablet. In order for a Mem Sofit to stand on its own, there would have had to been this area of stone that was basically suspended on its own. So the concept of a Mem Sofit already existed in the Luchos. So the Gemara says, you're right, in Mihava Havu, Velo Havu, Yad, Deheba, Emsa Teva, Veheba Sof Teva, Asut Sofim, Vesakinu, Psuchim, Emsa Teva, Ustumim, Besof Teva. The concept of final and regular letters always existed, but people didn't know if, you know, what we call a Mem Sofit was really a regular Mem, or what we call a regular Mem was a Mem Sofit, or, you know, in other words, they didn't know what was what. So the Levim had to say, okay, the open mem is a regular mem, the closed mem is a mem sofit. So the Gemara says, okay, but so if Eilah HaMitzvah, She'inavi Asid L'charish Davar Me'ata. You have the same problem. They're still, Nenavim are still innovating to them. They're still saying, okay, this is the regular mem, this is the final mem. That's still considered an innovation. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elish Chacham B'chaz Rivi Yastim. What you have to say is that the final letters in their form that we have always existed, but people forgot it. People forgot what the final letters were, and the Nevi'im just kind of reminded us of that. So they didn't really institute anything new, and that was a justification for what they did.